Lee Valley Walk 6, East India Dock to Island Gardens. Introduction.
Welcome to the Lee Valley Walk. 50 miles of waterside walking. All the way could take a week, but there's a Greater London section with one or two good days walking to get you fit for the real thing. The route takes in marinas, marshy nature reserves and historic sites. So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
The walk takes you from the River Lee and the navigation to the River Thames, so this part of the walk will have quite a different character. East India Dock to Saunders Ness. This walk is 2 miles, that's just over 3 kilometres, and at a leisurely pace of 2.5 miles an hour should take around 48 minutes. To continue the walk from East India, turn left along a new access road, Blackwall Way, parallel with the busy A1261. At the junction with a small roundabout, with a hotel on the right, turn left towards the terracotta high-rise housing of New Providence Wharf to continue on Blackwall Way. At the end, turn right into Yabsley Street and left onto Preston's Road. Tolerate walking up Preston's Road for a short while, passing over the water entrance to the Blackwall Basin with a grand view of Canary Wharf on the right. To get away from the traffic, turn left into Cold Harbour and follow the old road round past the Gunn Public House until it comes out again on Preston's Road. Turn left onto Preston's Road, crossing over the lock, giving access to the South Docks. Just before the roundabout, pass the elaborate pump house and turn left to the Riverside Walk. Follow the riverside path past new housing, keeping the river on the left. Just beyond a lone tower block, the path turns inland round a slipway and beach in front of the London Yard housing development. Follow the path round this, keeping close to the river. You will notice that the opposite bank of the Thames is still industrial. Continue along the riverside path past Mill Wharf housing and a memorial gate at Dudgeon's Wharf. Shortly afterwards, an old warehouse, now converted to housing, blocks the way. The path turns right and left in front of Cubitt's Wharf, through its car park, and left again to continue along the river. There is an information board on this section, which is known as Saunders Ness. An oblique view of Greenwich appears on the far side of the river. Saunders Ness to Greenwich. The riverside path turns inland again, round the Newcastle Draw Dock, with a seat designed by Turner Award winner Grenville Davy by the Waterman's Public House, and continues under an arcade on the opposite side, where it rejoins the river edge. This section leads directly into Island Gardens. Island Gardens offers a classic view across the river to the World Heritage Site of Greenwich. The Royal Naval College, now Thames University, frames Inigo Jones's Queen's House against the backdrop of Greenwich Park. Canaletto's famous painting of this very same view, Greenwich Hospital from the north bank of the Thames, can be seen in the National Maritime Museum in Greenwich. To reach the museum, cross under the river by the foot tunnel. To reach the DLR, leave the gardens by the gate in front of the foot tunnel entrance dome, turn left, and the station is on the right.